This is The Weekender with Lisa Barnes on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Are you thinking about going on holiday? It is that time of year where some of us are lucky enough to have some time off and head away to somewhere glamorous, lovely, lounge on the beach. I wish. 9221 882. But joining me now on the line is Chris Parry. He's our travel expert. Good afternoon to you, Chris.
G'day, Lisa. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, thank you.
Very good.
Now, I understand we're going to talk about Labuan Island. Have I pronounced that correctly?
You've done beautifully well there. It is Labuan Island. But just before we talk about Labuan Island, I've been listening to your show today, and there's all these people calling about their the games that they used to play when they were a kid.
Oh, go on, hit me.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the wonderful town of Narrogin.
Yes.
And while I shouldn't mention that, I used to enjoy going up to the tip with my mates and collecting aerosol cans and putting them on fires and watching them go boof.
We don't condone that kind of activity.
But all of our holidays going to Rockingham and Perth and things like that, we would play car cricket, where we would all, you know, my brothers and I would each pick a colour of a car, and you weren't allowed to have white because there were too many white cars.
Yeah.
So you'd have red, blue or green. And you'd watch the cars coming down Albany Highway or wherever you were travelling, and you would get runs for each one of those cars. And if you got a truck that was that colour, then you might get a 4 or a 6. But these days, kids are on their devices in the cars, and they're not even looking out the windows.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, that's a good game. I used to play Spotto back when white and blue number plates were quite rare because they were mostly yellow.
Yeah.
So, okay.
A game from days of old that's related to travel. So there we go.
Yeah, look at you making a nice little segue there. I like it. Now,
so
Chris.
On to Labuan, hey?
On to Labuan. Now, I have to confess, I have no idea where it is.
Ah, it's magnificent. It's off the coast of Borneo. So where the Malaysian state of Sabah is at the top of Borneo. It's only about 10 kilometres off the coast. And it's about 5 times the size of Rottnest. It's about 100 square kilometres. And just got a population of 100,000. And up around that big island of Borneo, and with Labuan sitting just off the coast there, it's actually known as the Pearl of Borneo. And the reason it's known as the Pearl of Borneo is because of the amazing fishing and diving that you can do from Labuan, off reefs and also a lot of World War II wrecks in the South China Sea there. So just spectacular for the fishing and diving. But I think that the one reason why most people would go there is for the duty-free shopping. It's got an interesting status with the Malaysian government, which means that most of the shopping over there is duty-free, and particularly for textiles and technology. And I've had the good fortune to be there a couple of times, and I've brought back bolts of silk for my wife that are still waiting to be turned into various outfits. So exquisite silks to be had over there, and all sorts of other materials as well.
And I suppose other than lounging on the beach, which, don't get me wrong, that is my idea of a perfect holiday, and checking out the water, is there much else to do in terms of exploring the island, Chris?
Yeah, there's actually a really interesting, a military history for Australians. There's a very large Commonwealth war cemetery over there, which has got a lot of the soldiers who fought to liberate British North Borneo in World War II, but it's also got the remains of the prisoners of war from the Sandakan death marches. So as you walk along, a lot of those remains, they just say known unto God, because they were never able to be identified.
Yeah.
And there's a there is a remarkable series of gardens through that cemetery that are maintained by the local authorities, and I've done the Sandakan Death March, and for the stories of the soldiers that we do know, and for the ones that were identified, to get to the end of that death march and then make your way over to Labuan and stand in front of the remains of these amazing guys. Who were so brave and desperate, but unfortunately didn't survive, it's remarkable. And I think that the same the world over, where there are Commonwealth war grave cemeteries, that they're beautifully maintained, and any opportunity to visit them should be taken. There's also amazing food markets over there that go along the sort of harbour front. So the sizzle of satays and curries sort of every afternoon. And you know a good sizzling Saturday when the locals are queuing up to buy them as well. So.
Always a good sign.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of island destinations, I know some people are tiring of Bali and Thailand and they are looking for something a little bit different. Yep. How does it go in terms of popularity?
Look, it's very popular at the moment because Borneo itself, and particularly Malaysian Sabah, is attracting a lot of traffic to get to Kota Kinabalu on the west coast, or to go across to Sandakan as well, because of the jungles in Borneo, in Sabah, and the opportunity to see orangutans and proboscis monkeys, things like that. Combine that sort of holiday with the opportunity to do massive duty-free shopping over in Labuan is sensational. And it's just a 20-minute fast boat ride, or you can take a slower ferry there, or you can even fly in from Kota Kinabalu. I think it's about a 15-20 minute flight. Really easy to get there. And the accommodation, there's a great 5-star hotel, the Grand Dorset Labuan. They'll even sing you a song on your arrival. So it's a pretty amazing place to get to. And also what I find amazing, and apologies for anyone from Malaysia who happens to be listening, but the traffic on Labuan is slow and courteous, which you don't often find anywhere else in Malaysia. So it's quite amazing. It's almost the Malaysian version of Rottnest in many ways.
And is it expensive?
No, not at all, and particularly with those duty-free shopping as well. But the food, even the accommodation, is very well priced.
And how, if people are interested, how's the best way to get there? Do you have to, obviously, you've got to get to Borneo first, but are there direct flights there?
Look, there's a few different ways. I mean, you can fly direct to Kuala Lumpur and then fly into Kota Kinabalu and across to Labuan. You could also, because Labuan is very close as well to Brunei, so it sits at that bottom edge of Sabah, and then you've got Brunei, which is probably just about 10 kilometres across the effectively a channel as well. So you cannot believe still fly direct to Brunei as well. So there's a lot of ways of getting there to form up a pretty good holiday package, particularly at this time of year.
And how did you discover it, Chris?
I discovered Labuan because of my, a passionate interest in the Sandakan story. The Death March, and I first went to Labuan back in 2010 when I first did the Death March from Sandakan to Renau, and you end that trek by getting a boat across to the island and seeing all of these graves. So that was where I first learnt about it, and then subsequently spent some time over there as well.
And so. Would you recommend it? I mean, obviously you highly recommend it, but in terms of those people who are looking for something different, maybe they don't want to go back to Bali for the 9th or 10th time, not that there's anything wrong with that, but they are just looking to branch out a little bit?
Yeah, look, you can tick the boxes there on the shopping, which is sensational. Then obviously the fishing and the diving. And the food, the beaches, there's a golf course as well that sits alongside the South China Sea. And then you've actually got Survivor Island pretty close by as well, where the original Survivor show.
Oh, now you've piqued my interest.
Yeah, so that's just to the north. And you're able to visit that, and, you know, you can walk around nude like Richard Hatch if you want to.
Oh, and who doesn't want to do that?
And sit in the mud bath there in the middle of the island. So, yeah, it's a pretty good sort of destination that'll keep you busy, and you'll come back and tell your friends about somewhere that's just a little bit different at the moment and off the beaten track and ready to be explored.
And just finally, Chris, if somebody does want some more information, what's the best way they can go about finding out about it?
Well, I guess if you look at the Tourism Malaysia website and Tourism Sabah, they have a lot of information. Also, if you wanted to know anything more, you could visit my website, which is chrisparrywritesforus.com, and send me a message through that, and I can send you more details on how to get there and a bit more about the history. There's some fascinating history there. There was a bloke called James Brooke who actually acquired the island for Britain back in 1846, and he was the bloke who got rid of all the pirates in Borneo. And he was appointed the administrator of the island, and he was hopeless at it because he just wanted to go out and fight the pirates. He didn't want to be an administrator.
So and who doesn't want to fight pirates?
That's right. And the island survived his poor governorship. because he was often about fighting the pirates, and it's come through that, and it's the new adventure island to go to.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
That is Chris Parry, our travel expert, talking us through Labuan Island. That is Labuan, Labuan Island. Sounds like it might be worth heading out there. Lots of history, lots of shopping, beaches, fishing. Sounds perfect, really. And just somewhere a little bit different, perhaps. So maybe if you're thinking about heading away over the Christmas holidays, the summer break, Labuan Island might be one that piques your interest. It is.